Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our friend, longtime guest, Ryan Hollins joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, Ryan?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
All's good. You heard me talking about the Golden State Warriors, and obviously they're the best team in the NBA record-wise so far. Steph is playing at a ridiculously high level, but I think so much of this started last year, right? It had to have, with Wiggins finding his role and Jordan Poole getting a piece of the action, getting some minutes. How important was last year for Steve Kerr and this Rockets team? I mean, this Warriors team to now where they are this year in the NBA.
You know, it was everything, and those guys started believing last year. I think it was this offseason where Draymond stepped up and said, hey, when we're healthy, we're going to be competing for a championship, but I don't want to hear nothing from none of y'all.
That's right.
On a bandwagon. And then you think of the Ben Simmons trade talks, and at some point Golden State just came out and was like, we're not interested in Ben Simmons. We don't know if he fits our culture. And you're really starting to see why. But, yeah, those pieces are put in place. And what's intriguing is, they found a comfortable role for Andrew Wiggins, and it seemed like, Wiggins had to be this, number one or number two scoring and take over the slack for Steph Curry. And it's been Jordan Poole.
Yeah.
And Wiggins, if you watch him play, he plays this comfortable role, just kind of floats as a third or fourth option. And, you got a guy of his talent level as a third or fourth option, and that, really makes him special. I don't think any of us really saw Iguodala getting back in. And I'm telling you, our guys competed against them this year. And from seeing the Warriors up close and in person, you do get some vibes from when they were on their dominant stretch. And it's in the sense of the Warriors are like having fun again. They're smiling. They're laughing. The extra passes are there. The fast break buckets are there. And there's just a lot of little things they're doing behind the scenes that are setting themselves up for this run.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch. I mean, that game two nights ago against the Brooklyn Nets, which obviously was local here for us in the Northeast, it was dominating. I mean, I know that Kyrie's not there, and you can't really even talk about Kyrie because he's not even available in the near future, but it was dominating how much better the Golden State Warriors were. Let me flip to the other side of the spectrum. I won't hit your Rockets. They've only won one game so far on the season, but the New Orleans Pelicans are such an interesting situation, I guess is the best way to put it. The whole Zion Williamson ideal that was, pre-injury, this thought that he was going to raise this franchise, but now you're starting to have these questions about his physical fitness, his family's chiming in. This thing felt like it was going in the right direction last year. It feels like it's falling apart before our eyes. You see that?
Yeah, you really do. It's alarming, and it was a while back when he couldn't participate in summer league. Normally a number one or two pick, you see him play for a game or two, and they're out. And then, missing the beginning of the season where, as a player, dude, all you have to do is prepare for the beginning of the season, and for him to have missed that several times, you have to question Zion's off-season regimen. And as much as everyone's telling him he's got to get in shape, he's got to eat better, he's got to do these things, whatever he's doing dietary-wise or workout-wise outside of the team, it's not working out. And when you get older as a player, your body changes. You know, we don't need to go into that spiel.
Yeah.
And he just hasn't bought in, you know, that you can eat McDonald's and Wendy's at 18 and 19 years old. And for his body frame, things are changing extremely quick, man. So it's very alarming that at this young of an age, he's having those issues. And you do have to look back to a guy who's playing extremely well and John Morant and say, man, like, did we make that mistake? And you have to know, hey, obviously, if you're the Pels, you know, you lost a box office name in Anthony Davis who can sell tickets and was one of the league's best, and you want to replace him with a box office name, and John Morant just wasn't box office, but you see the longevity and ability in John Morant and what he's doing now. So, you know, these are just the tough decisions behind the scenes that an NBA GM has to deal with.
Yep.
And, you know, you kind of roll the dice.
Yeah, I mean, David Griffin, who we thought highly of when he was obviously with the Cavs, and then even when he was an analyst, we had him on a few times. It's like, I really like his mindset, like where he's thinking of how he's thinking about things. How did he get this so wrong? Is it, it's part coaching, because, I mean, he's one and done with a coach last year. How has he gotten this so wrong?
I was talking to an NBA executive a couple weeks ago, and I'm not gonna say who, but you can see a player or players in the draft, and you can say, I don't want that guy. Mm-hmm. That guy is going to be the better player. I believe in that guy. And sometimes, unfortunately, your fan base drafts the player.
And you
may not have a choice between selecting a certain player. And I'm not speaking to the Pelican situation, because Griffin's my guy, but we haven't spoken about this, so I can't say what it is or what it isn't. But the fan base could have drafted Zion Williamson. This would have been a hard sell. And you got to think, Ja was a Division II star and talent, where you saw he passed the eye test and everything behind the scenes. But how do you sell your fan base and the ticket sales of Ja when you have Zion, who was breaking the internet the last two or three seasons? You know, so that's the struggle behind the scenes, where you can know a guy is better.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but still, you make the popular pick, so to speak, as opposed to the one you know is probably the better pick, and that's the issue, man. This is getting ugly down there in New Orleans. Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, Houston Rockets analyst as well. They're struggling, the Rockets, man. Calling games is rough for you down there, isn't it?
You know what, man? We knew this was going to be a rebuild process. But I say this, it's not watching paint dry. We've got some young, exciting players, Jalen Green, Kevin Porter Jr., Christian Wood. You know, those guys are talented, and each and every night you see something. So I think the goal is to see them putting in the work. And I think this is just a season. You're not looking at the wins and losses. Obviously, you don't want to come out and get blasted. Our guys did a better job competing the other night against OKC. But
yeah.
You're looking for those 18, 19 points out of Jalen Green. You're looking for him to know time, pace, and possession and things like that. So the excitement's there, you know, and you're looking to, hey, man, two or three years from now, this is what it'll be. But I've seen that. This isn't the Philadelphia process. This isn't that type of rebuild, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have Joel Embiid sitting out for two or three years before you actually get to see him in uniform. So we're seeing it.
Yeah, we talked about the John Wall situation a couple weeks ago, how it looks like he's just going to sit. It's just crazy. Does it get resolved? He doesn't want the buyout because he wants his loot. I get it. But how does that get resolved? I don't think it's disrupting anything down there, but it's just an odd situation for a guy still got some ball left, right?
Yeah, no, John can play. I watched him work out just yesterday. He's in great shape. He's running, jumping well. You know, I kind of joked with him the other day and said, man, this is the healthiest you've been in a while, you know, not playing a heavy amount of minutes. And, you know, you know it, Tiki, like, guys don't really come into their form until about a year later after a major surgery.
Right.
You know, it takes at least a year plus. So John's in really good shape, and he's such a good player. If he's suited up and playing, he's going to be on the floor. And then you go say, hey, you know, do we get to see what Kevin Porter Jr. can ultimately bring to the table? And I haven't spoken to GMs or anything. This is my from what I'm saying, but it is intriguing. And you know what, man, situations come up really quick. I mean, think about Jimmy Butler.
Yep.
You know, how he was able to get moved, and this all of a sudden just fell apart during training camp, or James Harden ends up with the Nets. So, you know, who knows where John can and will line up, and what other players with the money that matches will may be available or desperate, or maybe it's first round picks, or maybe a team is sees a major injury and you got to fight to get into the playoffs or contend for a championship. And John Wall is going to be that move.
Yeah, it'll make sense for a lot of people when it comes down to that point of the season. You're right. One more before I let you go, Ryan, and we got it because we're running up against a break. I just scanned the standings in the NBA. It's like, oh, Golden State, yeah, they're sitting atop the West. I get to the East. Washington is sitting atop the East right now. Obviously, they have their game less. They played a game less than the Brooklyn Nets. But Washington is not a team that I thought had a chance to be anywhere near relevant. This isn't sustainable, or are we just seeing a flash of early season success?
I think Washington's definitely a playoff team. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you if the NBA championship was up in the air. No, I don't think they're contenders, but I think they're in the playoffs. And I think here's the reality with the, you know, kind of their core guys that came over from the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know, Los Angeles wanted, you know, Montrezl Harrell. They wanted Kyle Kuzma. Washington needs Kyle Kuzma. They need KCP.
Mm.
So those guys feel their value, and they're getting opportunity that playing alongside LeBron James and Anthony Davis was not going to be there.
Yeah.
So when you're the backup to AD, you're not going to get the opportunities that Trez is now seeing over there in Washington. I covered him with the Clippers, going play-by-play and did stuff there for them, and he's a heck of a player. That hasn't changed overnight. So the difference between being wanted and needed, but I definitely see a playoff team there. And, you know, you got a stud like Bradley Beal, former teammate of mine,
yep,
really coming into his own. You're going to have a shot each and every night.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. That's a team that people slept on and probably need to keep an eye on going forward. Ryan, I appreciate you hopping on for a couple minutes, my friend.
All right, brother, anytime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.